Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. The verse 2 says, standing on the promises that cannot, when the howling storms of doubt and fear are still, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Verse 3. Standing on the promise, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promise. Verse 4. Standing on the promises of God, bound to Him eternally by love strong, overcoming daily with the Spirit's word. Standing on the promises, and the last verse, standing on the promise, I shall not fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all, lean on, standing on the promises. Always standing, always stand. Oh, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Imagine when this song was even written, 1849. See the kind of powerful revelation. So if you will see how you learn how to write a wonderful song, Kunajinako. Not that you'll be singing lyrics that don't have head. It was written 49, right? But today we are still enjoying the lyrics because they are powerful. Koba. All right, so let's continue. We're talking about the signs of manifestation. I told you a story in the first service about somebody I knew very well that I was so close to, that I was talking to someone who came to see me and trying to cite. When they told me about him, I was trying to explain to them that I knew the person. And they told me very wrong, sad testimony, although I pretended I didn't know. But at the point I had to tell him I'm aware of it too. Now, such a person was spiritual in quotes, the way we see spirituality, especially in Africa. And sometimes when I teach, I don't want to be biased in any way. I like to really open my heart and say the truth the way God will have me say the truth. Are we together? And that is why sometimes I feel even people within my cliques, they used to have problem with me sometimes. They feel like I don't consider friendship when saying the truth. But if we say a lie, we're just deceiving ourselves. Because nothing can be done against but what? For the truth. Like in the first service, there's something I mentioned at the tail of it about prayers. That because you see me come and I hit against aimless prayers, does not mean that I am against prayer in itself. In fact, I will be shocked if somebody think I'm against prayer. Are we together? So don't assume that we're against prayer because we hit against vainless prayer. That's why I said, even though the Bible said the prayer of the righteous should be effective, it also say heartfelt. And somebody may now say, okay, it has to be effective. It has to be effective. And neglect it being heartfelt. Just like you say, let's pray. Some of the prayer guys in church always have a problem when leading prayers. I've observed it in this church. It's like, let's lift our voice and begin to give God praise and worship God. You know, one day I was seated, Glory, she's in Lagos now. I remember I was in second service one day, she was leading prayer. And she said, open your mouth and pray and bless the name of the Lord. And people were just looking. In fact, in my heart, I was already asking the question, why are they looking at her like that? Amen. Then the next thing we will hear is, please stop looking at me. All of you should open your mouth and pray. Then I started laughing. I couldn't even hold it. Amen. Why did she talk like that? Because truly she was getting frustrated. Imagine you tell people, open your mouth, let's pray. Open your mouth, let's pray. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. People are like, in fact, some, you see the way my hands is in my pocket. Some are like this. Some are like this. They are wondering why they forgot the key in their pocket instead of leaving it at home. Now they came to church with house key. So they are like, should I go? Should I stay? Should I go? And some are like this, the worst of them all. Opening prayer. I mean, service is just beginning. Are you listening to me? And somebody is sounding that way. Are we together?
Yes.
Hallelujah to Jesus. And she got frustrated. So because we say prayer is more important when it's effective, does not mean it should not be heartfelt. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, you may not really like the style of everybody's prayer, but in your own way. And you see one thing with prayer, that's why I easily don't conclude. Why you see me sometimes come and I hit against some of these things? Because they are becoming a religion. And even they themselves, they don't want to be truthful. You know, it's as if people that seem like, because everybody is praying, and if you are not praying, you are joking. It's like, as if people that seem like they are praying are against people that seem like to be worded. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Then people who are worded seem like being against people that seem like they are praying. That's what I'm seeing in the body of Christ. Like I heard a preacher lately, he was like, all these people saying that prayer is not important. He said, you can study the Bible and fornicate. You can study the Bible and commit adultery. But you cannot pray and commit adultery. I said, this one never pray. He doesn't understand. Do you understand? So, you know, I laughed. I said, no, he has not seen something yet. I've heard of people that finished 7 days dry fast. As they are finishing, they went back to what they were fasting and praying against the same day. You've not heard, or you were the person. And as well as you've not heard, you say, I've not heard, sir. Probably because maybe you are the person. What you are fighting for 1 week, as you finish the fight, you the eternity. As we break the fasting, you enter. And I said in my heart, I said, he's a sincere preacher, but he's a little bit being biased. Because, you know, probably he has been attacked in that prayer thing for a while. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In the style of prayer, maybe the people have attacked him. I said, why are you praying like that? You know, praying like the way you are doing, you know. I've heard the father of faith say, what is that kind of thing? And it's true. At some point, I have an opinion too like that. That it seems like the thing is becoming madness, in all honesty. I know the Bible says the spiritual man is mad, not to that extent. Do you understand? Because we want to pray. Before we start prayer, everybody has a structure. Is it wrestling? Then if it's not like that, it's like this. What is happening? Did you ever read in the Bible and we saw how Jesus wanted to pray? And the Bible said Jesus and the disciples raised their right hand and they took a posture. That's the problem. And you see, maybe the first person that started that really wanted to pray and somehow found himself doing like that. Now, everybody's trying to copy him. Before the spirit of prayer went out, then they have already arranged the posture. You know, there was a young man that comes here very well by God's grace. But he doesn't make it on Sunday. One day before we started praying, I just saw, I said, maybe that's him. You know, and most of the time, some of those people, when they are groomed in such atmosphere, when they come into places like this, they are like, see, he had time to even arrange his hair. You know, there's a way they see you. You come out with your makeup leaves and your fine hair, you draw eyebrows and you are looking fine with your trousers, and you are saying, can we lift our voices and pray in tongues? Lebo shika riondes kafrundes, and they are looking at you. What? How can this prayer ascend? The way you are looking already has scattered your prayer. Your prayer cannot be productive. But there's a way somebody may even dress. The dressing has given them an advantage. You wear this biscuit and you go, you don't tie your tie like this. Lift your voice and pray. No. She's ascending. You know, one time I saw a lady and she was moving like a man. There was muscle everywhere. And like, you know, she had, when she was praying, she was, if Satan, if a ritualist prayed 2 hours, I will pray there. I say, hey. You don't know spiritual brothers, but in church, let me tell you one thing you don't know about Christian brothers. They will do like they are hailing you. In fact, they'll be clapping for you. The person they will marry will shock you. Christian brothers, you see them be saying, ah, that girl, she has dimensions, she has touch porters. They will now go to the world and go and convert one sister and bring to church. They will add members to church. The sister is working like this. Brother, bless you. Christian brothers will never mind that kind of sister. It's the one that walk like this they like. At least they want to feel like they have a woman in the house. Do you understand? You are a woman. Don't try to be like a man. In all sense. If you want to pray, you must not do those things. There are sometimes, a lot of times are vainless religion. As a lady, you want to pray, you have already done this. What is the meaning of that? Just be free and pray in the spirit. Don't try to fix a posture. You think when you do like that, that's when you charge. To an extent, it's becoming a religion. One good example, if you don't want to use me, let's use Pastor Chris. I've never seen Pastor Chris praying in the public. And, All the power you want to touch, Pastor Chris is touching it. Yes. But he has never done like this. It is to prove to you that some of those things are vainless religion. And a lot of times, they want to talk people down who seems to correct those kind of things that are happening. They think we are their enemies. We are not. We are not their enemies. We admire their sincere passion. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? But that's not the way somebody who is not a Christian will get converted when they hear about God. I mean, your God seems scary. And I'm not saying that even we that are praying in tongues, but you see, what I'm just trying to make you understand is that you should be free. There are diverse expressions. As we are praying in the spirit, some may be crying. I'll not be copying people's tongues. Say, Pastor Simon prays like the liberal hashkafa, so me too. Liberal hashkafa, illiberal hashkafa, liberal hashkafa. Satan will do you liberals. Pray your own tongue. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You may feel like doing kappa, rokash, katalia, braskat. Pray like that. Sometimes your tongues may be one syllable. I heard somebody against that. I was just laughing. Maybe he has not experienced that. How many of you started praying with one syllable tongue before? Ga, 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 ga. For 1 month. Ga, 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 ga. They say pray. Everybody will be looking at you in church because it's. Is it gone? For 1 month. Then maybe if you are embarrassed, you want to change, you now become gagru gagru gagu 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 gagu. Just keep on the gaga gaga gaga. Before you know, God will give you a new tongue as you are growing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Don't try to copy people's tongue. Like a friend I had, we went for a meeting. He now heard somebody speaking one tongue like Arabic. He now liked it. I said, God, prophet. Oh boy, that talk sweet. The lady came and was leading prayers. When we came to church, lead worship. Me and my friend just do like this. This boy, he thought they copy talks. We know, we followed him to the meeting. We heard the talks there. After the meeting, we started laughing. See? It was unnecessary. It was copying tongues. So there should be a balance. That's my emphasis. Like now, I'm saying the word of God is most important in the prayer equation. But you see, I cannot nullify the fact that prayer has to be heartfelt. It has to be what? Heart. You have to put all your emotions, gather them together when you pray. And sometimes your reactions when you are praying may not be pleasing. Sometimes your face, like Mama T, she doesn't like to pray when I'm around. Because I still like watching her pray. And sometimes I don't help her pray at all. And you see, I was just white here sitting down like, ooh. This guy can be this ugly. And so anytime she's praying, she will lock the door so that I will not come close. Because even while we're praying together, I like looking at her face. I may be serious, but when I hear, I know it's time to look. You see her preaching to me in prayer. Pastor Simon, do you know this thing is against the Holy Spirit? This thing you are doing is not good. I'm serious. I'm praying. You are distracting me. Before you know how to, we start laughing. Sometimes our faces may not be nice. Do you understand? Like me, when I pray, so I used to lock my door. Because most times when I pray, I found that I used to cry. So I don't like people seeing I cry. So I lock it because I'm a strong man. I look strong. Why will you see tears coming? I should not be caught on fresh. I always lock the door. And when I'm done praying, you see me open my door. You may be here. But if you open that door, tears are full everywhere. And I've tried to control it. It doesn't work. So I say, no. Some kind of prayer, I will not pray in public. when it's really heartfelt, that's how it is for me. For many people, they have different expressions. Some, it may be that they want to just put their head. That's why the secret place is very important. You see, when we're in church, everybody may be coordinated. When you go home, are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's a way the matter is serious that you want to pray. You know, my mother was saying, now who no get problem, they speak English inside prayer. That slogan used to make me laugh. He said, now who no get problem, they arrange English for prayer. He said, if you get any problem, you know they consider anything, you know. You go talk them the way it did for your mind. Have you seen your mother spray with Idoma and Gala before? All these things people are doing. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Leon, how are you? Jehovah, Agaba Judah. Hey. They don't care about your English. They don't care. It is heartfelt. You know, many years ago, there's this one of my spiritual leaders in Kaduna. The mother used to make us feel guilty. Anytime I go to visit them on holiday, 4 a.m. she's awake. When men of God are sleeping, should not be calling our name. Simon, should not call our children one by one. Should be calling the name. Even me that came to stay, they'll call my name and speak over me. One day, and I said, this woman will not respect my anointing because she's always waking up to pray before me. She'll be speaking, she will speak Igala, speak Igbo because she hears both languages. Speak English. Then one day, I woke up in the night. I started practicing. It was not easy. 4 a.m., she woke up, I woke up. I heard her voice. Me too, I started calling their names in the house. We have to paint a picture. It's not nice. And our prayer truly has been keeping everybody intact. Prayer is very important too. You want to see things wonderful in your home? You pray. You know, one time a guy was complaining that things are not working. And I said, let's be sincere. Let's be sincere. Do you pray? He said, someone sent me a message that is sick. I hope he's watching online. Let me just reply that you should watch. I don't know if you have been in church when service was going on and the sickness just go before the service ended as we are laughing in church. A merry heart is medicine for the soul. Just be happy. Just be happy. I don't fall sick. Before you hear I'm sick, It's not possible. I don't even fall sick. Have you ever heard that I missed church because I was sick? No. When I see the symptoms, I hate it. And that doesn't mean I don't use medicine. I've had injuries that warranted me to use one or two pain relievers. It's not a sin. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
But I don't settle down for sickness. I don't. I fight it with everything. Sickness is bad though. One time I was watching Healing School and I was praying for a doctor for many years was almost eaten up entirely by cancer. So who are you? He wrote his name, Dr. Susan, so blah 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 blah, and the hand of God came upon him and the cancer died, and weeks later he came back looking healthy. I say, you see, even as a doctor, he needed healing. Hallelujah to Jesus. He needed healing. God is ultimate. That's why prayer is very important. And like I was saying, we that seem to be wounded or claim to be wounded, don't neglect the fact that prayer has to be heartfelt. Do not. They have to understand that prayer has to be effective before heartfelt. We have to understand that even though prayer is effective, it has to be what? Heartfelt. And one other factor, continuous. Continuous. It means long period of time. You grow in prayer. You don't just start 2 hours all of a sudden. You may start with 30 minutes, 1 hour, grow. But if for 5 years as a Christian, sorry, even 3 years, what is 3 years? 2 years. Even a year, at the end of 1 year, if 30 minutes is your best, it's not right. At least an hour should be the standard, like Jesus said. He said to his disciples, at least an hour. Are we together? Prayer is important. It's not easy to pray, but it's important to pray. Years ago, Jesus told me, he said, the pain that comes as a result of praying cannot be compared to the effect of pain that comes when you don't pray. I said, wow, that's true. Meaning when issues begin to come to your life because you are not praying, that pain, you can't compare it to the pain of prayer. What is the pain of prayer? It will just deny you some sleep, some pleasures. Make up your mind as a Christian, I must pray. Whether I like it or not, I must. When you begin to pray, a lot of things will change about you. If you are somebody that talks too much, it will reduce. That one, I know it very well. If you observe people that begin to pray, they don't know how to talk too much. They begin to count their words. They can't talk too much again. If you pray enough, even Amebo will die. It will die. Somehow God will begin to work on your heart. A lot of things begin to change. You begin to see things from diverse perspective, the perspective of the Holy Spirit. Boldness will rise. You will find out that as you pray, you like to do evangelism. You see this evangelism will have been ringing in your ear every time. Win 100 souls. You know why you cannot do it? You don't pray. You don't give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to help you, to groom you. We don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Holy Ghost separate our infirmities with groanings and words cannot what? Order. As you pray, He's working in you. He's arranging things in you. All of a sudden, you see yourself wanting to do what is right. Are you listening to me? You just want to do what is right. All of a sudden, as a young man, you say, it's not necessary that I'm talking with 10 ladies. I'll stop this rubbish. Nobody forced you. You just stop it on your own. Some young men are thinking, this one doesn't want to enjoy his life. Something has happened to you. You are not just a mental assenter. You've stayed on the word so much in prayer, the word has become part of you. You are now a doer of the word, not a forgetful hearer. The Bible says some will hear the word of God, they will go back home and forget the word of God. They'll begin to see their natural self in the mirror, forgetting God's word. But He told us to be what? Hearers, not only hearers, but what? Doers of the word. And how can you become a doer of the word? When you create time, religiously create that time to meditate. Religiously. It starts by religion. Religiously create that time. Say every day, this time to this time. And I always tell people, don't try to force it that it must be in the night. See, listen. It may seem like I'm telling you rubbish. Well, I'm not being spiritual, but I'm being 100% spiritual right now. From experience, don't force your prayer that it must be in the night. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Pray when you have the chance to pray. And of course, when I say when you have the chance, I don't mean prayer should be the last option. Of course, you create a very good time to pray. If you don't know how to pray in the night, it's not by force. The best time for Jesus to pray was early in the morning, because it was convenient for Him. If your own is afternoon, pray that time. You know, I've heard people say power of night prayers. There's no power of night prayers. I tell you the truth. If you check in the Bible, there's no part of the Bible that says there's a power in night prayer. Because like what I've said before, people are trying to debunk that revelation, but it's true. When it's night in Nigeria, it's afternoon in another country. It's the truth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? One time I was talking with my wife. She told me she was never a TDP person. I don't think she said she never did TDP. I think so. She made first class, never did TDP. You that made your class of degree, I don't know what class you made. How many TDP have you done? So you see, it's not about the TDP. Some people go to do TDP just to fulfill all righteousness. There are some students, as people are going to read, they cannot help it. Where they go? TDP. Oh boy, I go fail. Make I follow this person. Have your own arrangement for reading. If you read in the afternoon, understand, what are you going to sleep under mosquito for? TDB is not a sacrifice that every student, it's not Safi. You see some people go there. I used to have some pastors those days when we were growing up on campus. Pastor G. I always used to joke with him. Anytime I come to my department in the night, sometimes it's to come and download material because in the night the network is better. So once in a while when I come in the night, I will come and see them. They will be talking. Oh, they will geez. When it's now 2 a.m., they want to go and start reading. And the minute they start reading, you see them like this. He must enter. Before you know, they will fall on the book like pillow and start snoring in class. I will just turn, look at them and start shaking my head. That's somebody that came to do what? TDB. There are some of you, somebody is going to read. Where did they go? To read. Wait for me. It's not like reading is bad, but you now you're under pressure to read because the person is reading. You don't have your own routine, your own activities for reading. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Believe in yourself. It starts with self-belief. That's how it is with prayer. Because somebody prays 3 a.m. You are hearing him say, every 3 a.m. I started praying. You just mark it 3 a.m. God does something by 3 a.m. No. According to his own routine of activities, it is convenient for him by what? 3 a.m. Your own may be 5 p.m. 5 p.m. you observe you have 1-3 hours like that. Don't joke with that time. Pray that from 5 p.m. you always observe 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. you are always free. Pray that time. Start praying. Lock your doors and pray. When it's night, sleep. If you are somebody that anytime you just wake up in the night, because you have heard power of night prayer, you wake up by 1 a.m. The next thing you see is 9 a.m. Pray when your eyes is clear. Listen, that's how you grow. Don't force yourself that say and start a power of night prayer. 1 a.m. You see, you even go to YouTube, you see they'll be putting time for you. 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. is when Satan and his activities. So because Satan is moving, we should be praying. Where did we read that in the Bible? Let him be moving now. What's our business? He cannot come nigh us. Or did the Bible tell you that if anybody be in Christ, a new creation, except he's sleeping? Huh? So when you are sleeping now, you think you are outside Christ. And listen, there's a balance to this. If all your life, your prayer is from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., you don't used to sleep, there's side effect. Yes, there is. One day you go to your place of work and you sleep on the laptop. It's the truth. I've heard Jesus tell me sleep. Nobody, I've heard God say sleep, Simon. I had a religious way of praying. And I still like to pray like that a lot of times when I have the opportunity. Like for instance, when it's Sunday, on Saturday, I pray from, I don't sleep, I sleep most time 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Yes. You see me, I don't even, I've not started praying yet, but I just want to be awake and be watching worship videos. I watch their Paul Wibo, watch their Ron Kennedy. I'll just be watching all the videos. And when it's 4 a.m., I'll say, let me pray small. Sometimes I'll pray throughout. When I wake up, I'll say, no, I'll be eating my body. No. And I'll start praying again. Then I'll see myself fall again on the ground. Then my body is paining me. Then one day I heard the Holy Ghost, go and sleep. Go and climb your bed and sleep. I said, no, this is not the voice of the Holy Spirit. We have to pray. There are territories to conquer. There are nations to take. And there's my life that is going. Do you understand? Yes. But on campus, it was different. When I was on campus, I hardly pray in the night. I pray in the afternoon and in the evening. In the afternoon, if you come to my house, some of you have experienced that. You'll be hearing me prophesy and speaking out loud. Why I didn't pray in the night so much that time was because, you know, I had problem from one compound to another, so I started reducing the prayer in the night. I know Richard told me that they say you should not be praying out. Let me bring a balance to this thing by the Holy Spirit. See, are you listening to me? Sometimes you cannot help praying out. In fact, a lot of times. Are you listening to me? I think one of the things you tell your landlord when you are entering is that I pray in tongues. For me, I like to agree. But if they warn me not to pray before I come into a compound, if they warn us that they don't like loud prayers, if I pay money there, it's bad. They've already warned us. I even get what I'm trying to say. It's bad. Because if you pay and start praying, you have broken their law. You had an agreement with them. Are you people getting on trying to explain? Yes, the reason why I was stubborn in certain compound was because they had laws. You know, I entered the compound before they told me the law. That they said they don't like loud people making noise. So I said, what do you mean by that? They say, we're not saying your prayer is noise, but some people don't believe in the way you pray, blah, blah, blah. So when they said it, I was quite calm. In all honesty, I started reducing my voice. Do you know, as I reduce my voice and play a music to cover my voice that is even reduced, do you know some people were still complaining? I stayed in one compound they used to call Sodom and Gomorrah. But some of you will know, you know former Dunamis Gate? Huh? If you come down, that building that is painted yellow upstairs. I stayed in the compound before. The nickname those days was Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't know that they've changed the name now. It was when I entered the compound, I heard. Because I was telling somebody, I stay, blah, blah, blah. I say, where is that? I say, Sodom and Gomorrah. I say, which one is Sodom and Gomorrah? I say, I stay opposite and that upstairs. He said, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, sir. I said, you are not serious. I'm in Rome, so and so. When he came there, I said, Pastor Simon, you came and stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, where is Sodom and Gomorrah? I said, this compound, that's the name. Ask everybody now. Funny friend, he said, what you see here, your eye will see and tire. And I told him, I've started seeing already. Then he started laughing. We played PS. He said, me, I'm not joining you to play. I came to play PS. We played PS and he left me. I said, I had to call him when I started experiencing the Sodom and Gomorrah dimension. I was upstairs. Where I was upstairs, I prayed one night. Meeting happened. The first night I prayed, because the first day I entered, my eye was open. I saw a meeting with ladies black doing a demonic meeting. When I spoke to one Living Faith President Fellowship at that time, he said it was a lesbian society. And they were just opposite his room. I said, oh. He said, thank God God brought me. In my heart, I said, what of you that God brought since? So that night, because of the activity I saw, I amplified my prayer. And of course, what was playing that day bad for them was Theophilus Sunday. I had one small speaker like that. How many of you know that my speaker? I connected some wire like this. If that speaker, and if music come out, oh my God, all the bass and everything is balanced. From my laptop, I just played it. Then you know those days when he started singing, he would pray in tongues before he starts singing. As he was praying and I was following him to pray, and I was singing the songs, as the singing song was happening, I was still praying. Truly, if they said my voice crossed dunamis, I will believe. Because I closed my eyes, I lost consciousness. I prayed for like 3 hours. Then I slept. This morning, landlady herself was at my door. She said, while you were praying, I was hearing you in my bedroom. Her house was a little bit far from us. I knew that was a lie, but she just wanted to amplify the thing. So people are complaining, you just came one day, you are scattering the compound. What kind of a person are you? I started looking at everybody. Then I now called Pastor. I said, come on. Come. Landlady want to talk to you. I think I even told her that he is the owner of the house, because I didn't even know how to talk. He came, he rushed and came. I said, the landlady want to talk to you. He now went for the meeting. I was inside. They said, why will he be praying like that? Blah, 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 blah. Because he told them it's his house. And I said, no, he can't stop. That man is a pastor. How did you even talk to him? He started asking the woman, how did you talk to him? Blah, 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 blah. She said, I don't care. If you want to enter, you close. Jesus said, enter your room. Close the door. Talk small, small. Where did Jesus say, talk small, small? If you say, Jesus said, enter your room and close it, I'll believe. You know, because the Pharisees were being hypocrites. See how they used to pray according to history. When people are passing, they'll come outside and be praying and be bringing people's attention. They want people to know they pray. Jesus saw them and said, hypocrites. It's happening today. Some people will pray and be posting online. Let them admire their prayer. How can someone be doing devotion and be crying to God and be on live stream? You want us to see your morning devotion? Something like that. That's being a Pharisee. And Jesus said, close your door and pray. Let God himself hear you. You know? And things like that. And I thought, he was trying to prove to her that that's not what the Bible said. I heard him quoting scriptures for them. I was just putting my ear. You know, because I don't know how to talk like that. Sometimes when you see me react, you say, prophet. Is it prophet that did that kind of thing? You know, some of you would have seen me react somewhere and say, hey, prophet, they behave like this. Before you see me react, the thing has passed here and enter here and is touching God. I'll say, no, God, it will not touch you. Let's face the matter. I hardly react. Amen. And I look for all the possible solutions before I react. All the unbelievable solutions. And when he came back, he said, prophet, this thing is stronger. They say they don't want you to be praying out. I said, it's impossible now. He said, so what do we do? I said, talk. If I pray out this night, then they'll give me my rent. He said, I think the woman says something like that. That she'll give. I said, okay, so I'll pray this night so that she'll give me the rent tomorrow. So I'll call you tomorrow if she's ready to give us the rent. I'm telling you, that's how we had a meeting. That evening when I was coming back, they were doing a party. They said they don't like loud voice. They did not say even prayer. They were doing a party and it was opposite my room. Directly opposite. That was not all. They cut a star bottle. It's cut and entered inside my room, small at the front corridor. Star bottle, green bottle. I knew he was saying pastor is coming. They now reduce the volume. So from afar, I said, no, continue. It's nice. The only thing is that do your things, let me do my things. I will never complain about your music. You can eat so much. Don't complain about my prayer. They were just quiet, like they poured cold water on them. I said, don't complain. So that night, in fact, there was a lady that knew me. So when she came out, she was drunk. I will never forget the music they were playing that day. The music was Wundek, something like that. No, is it one corner or Wundek? I can't remember. One crazy music. I crammed the music so that I will remember that day in my life. And so that when the woman comes, the caretaker, be whatever she is, comes, I will tell her they were playing so slow music at a certain hour. The lady now entered, she was almost drunk. Prophet Simon, this is where you are? I said, yes. Welcome. And I went back. I said, why are you scared of me? I'm not drunk. I said, yeah, I know you are not drunk. So I said, if they send you, it will not work. I said, please, I want to pray. Can you excuse me? He said, are you driving me from here? I said, no, I want to pray. She now went out. Bottle of alcohol was at the front of my door. I now carry broom. I did not tell them to sweep it too. They said, can we help you? I said, no. I swept it. I said, just enjoy yourself. I refuse to eat. I refuse. I saw food. I refuse. I wanted to pray that prayer. Let it touch Satan in hell. I want Satan to hear my voice. Then I played to your floor Sunday again. Hallelujah. I was pumping. I will never forget that song. Hallelujah. You are great. Nobody like you. I woke up. In the atmosphere of Jesus. I was touching all the walls. Is this really strong? Can the music pass through here? Batatopika. 5 hours standing, praying with my hands like this. Oh my God. I don't think anybody slept in that compound that day. The next day, with my rent, they did not argue. They just brought the rent. They know our own has finished. Pastor was arguing. Did you not notice that those people were saying, it's not like that. Hey, it's the prayer. So that means the prayer is their problem, not the noise they are making. And you know, something funny happened. when I started praying in the compound, hallelujah to Jesus. When I started praying in the compound, something happened. There was a certain lady that came to me. Immediately she said, I'm so happy you came. My prayer life has died. The first day I heard you, I started praying. I was so happy. Hallelujah to Jesus. When she was saying it, did you notice the line in prospect, Simon's stomach, his lower abdomen? Is it something that wound him? Then zoom it, let's see. I'm the same person preaching. It's not right. These Western ideologies, discard them. It's not always right. Now they are singing, trying to paint a picture. You know why I refuse to sing songs like that? They are beautiful songs that I will never sing. I'm promoting what they look like while they were singing those songs. That's why I will not sing the song. No matter how the song is sweet, like one of my friends will say, no matter how the song tap, I will not sing it. Even though sometimes my head will almost do like this, I will not sing it. How can you be singing a gospel song? You put nose ring. As a man, or not even woman yet, you put nose ring. You bow one ear. You bow 1, 2, 3. Oh, me, ma, if you like, me na, odogu. We will not sing such song. We will not sing it. If you like, tell me he has 20 Grammy. I care less. If I raise my child, for instance, to be a psalmist, I don't care whether she win Grammy or not. Be able to deposit God anywhere you go. That's what I want. If you see Shekinah singing tomorrow, you will know it's Shekinah. They will not need to tell you. All this rubbish. You will not even know all those kind of people. Come here, I know. The Lord told me she will sing, so I know. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. You must not copy. There's another song I heard. So beautiful. But when I saw the way the people dressed and the rest, I told God, if we keep on singing like this, carefully, Satan is creeping into our system. Small. Satan is a very cunning being. One day, as we are not talking, one day, Sonny will climb this stage. You will not know it's Sonny. Baggy, big polo, 50 cent shoe. Then chain. Can somebody just lift up his hand? So just bless the name of God and give him praise. Lift your voice. Yes, his hair. Who knows his hair? You like this, you know his hair. Then we'll talk, we'll say what entangled in a religion. It's me, entangled in religion. I'm seeing Mumunes, I'm talking, you're saying I'm entangled in religion. One day I was driving, I saw Afro gospel. I don't have a problem with Afro gospel. See how they were dressed. That they were bringing a movement to Makodi. I look at it and just laughed. Where is the movement? What movement did they bring? It has finished and ended. I'm bold about the truth. One stood up and said, God is raising a movement. He's bringing a generation of people that wear crazy jeans. People that will dye their hair and be healing the sick and raising the dead. See, the Holy Ghost can invade anybody the way you are. But when he invades you the way you are, you cannot remain the way you are. So that doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost coming into somebody who is wearing a crazy jean is an affirmation that he loves crazy jeans. No, it's an affirmation that he's not condemning the person with the crazy jeans. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But it's also saying your mind should be renewed because he doesn't want you to be conformed to what? The systems of the world. But be transformed by the word. Renewal of your mind. Like a preacher preaching, I think he needs help personally. Saying that it's not good to look at the outward appearance. That for instance, there's a preacher who is preaching Jesus who has tattoos even in his eye. He has nose ring. He has eye. What do they call it? Eyes ring. Whatever. He has one in his, close to his eye. Yeah. He has one. He has nose. He even has in his mouth. This side. And he's a preacher. So he's saying the guy is preaching and winning souls. So if you keep on looking at the outer experience, appearance, you may not see the right thing. I looked at him.
Why? Because him he has a long hair. He's doing. Then he has earring. I just told my wife. I said one day he will be tired. He will stop. He's just inherited his father's church or something like that. He has not understood the ministry yet. He will soon keep quiet. He will soon stop. Those characters are wrong. There is no way you say somebody is changed on the inside. We will not see the evidence on the outside. Why did the Bible say the fruit of the Spirit is kindness? No, kindness is inside now. It should be inside. When I slap you, I'll say, see, believe me, I'm still kind. Trust me, bro. I'm calm. Boy, I say, no, don't judge me. I'm calm. Don't judge the outside expression. Boy. You will see where believers are arranging blow. Are you mad? I will judge it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I see your wife. I said, angel, come close. How are you? I'm palming your wife. When you try to talk, I say, don't judge what you are seeing. The things which you are seeing are not real. Believe me, bro. What will you do? You collect. You say, yeah. And when you collect, we will tell you, believe me, bro, what you are seeing is not real. It's funny when people say, don't judge me by her. You know, like I saw a gospel singer. She was saying, don't judge us. But she's always funny. And I believe she's a wonderful person. But you see, those expressions are painting a wrong picture. I still believe she's a wonderful person. And a wonderful gospel singer. But don't try to cover up the foolishness you are displaying. No. No. I asked one lady one time, I said, what is the meaning? You know, I always start with my sisters. One time, one of my sisters, I saw how she dressed. She even came to church. Most of you would have forgotten that day. I was preaching, I was just looking at her. Her breast was outside. This side was just like it was fighting to come out. So, immediately we finished service, I passed her house. I said, this is your breast. Why was he fighting to come out in church? Is it a fight? Why? I said, Pastor Sam, I beg, don't start. Which one is that one now? I said, oh, you carry this kind of thing. If you are my wife, you will not come back to this house. That's what I was telling her. I said, wherever you go that you have shown the breast to the public, you remain there. Because it has become public breast. As I'm talking now, some of you are looking at, why did you say breast? What should I call it? Bobby? As you call it, is there a holy name for it? See how everybody is looking at me, Pastor Simon Zebras. Preaching is hard for preachers. Because there are some things we cannot talk. And they do it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Many people are doing it. Even gospel singers. The other day I saw, I will never forget, a gospel influencer. She said the Lord inspired her. She was telling how she got the beautiful dress for somebody's wedding. She said the Holy Spirit led me. And I went to look at the dress. The dress was showing this thing I was talking about. I said, not the Holy Spirit that I know. Some people have started calling Holy Spirit. Their holy demon now is Holy Spirit. There's a way a demon will be in you. You want to change that demon to be holy. You know what I mean? Nose ring now, you are trying to prove it's okay. With nose ring now, you are singing Calvary. You think the demon will stop your mouth? Covers it all. You can wear pants and sing Calvary in the public. Cover it all. My sins and shame. Yes. You can wear a bikini and be singing I know who God says I am. You can. Your mouth will not close. But it doesn't mean that you are representing Jesus properly. We're only talking about ladies. Even young men might have problems. Some of you are wearing trousers like skin tight. If they talk, you say it's, what's it called? Pencil. Your pencil now is skin hog. It's is tightening everywhere. And your properties are trying to find expression. What is your mission? What is your agenda? You go for gym, you wear short knicker. If you have sense, how can you wear short knicker? You know where people be seeing your chest, six packs. What is your agenda, brother? The worst of them is those that will snap and put it as profile picture. Any man that puts chest as profile picture, if you marry that man, your own has finished. They know what they are looking for. Then you see some ladies in the comment section without shame. You look nice. What looks nice? And don't be moved by those external factors. Are you listening to me? Be careful. You see, as Christians, as you grow, you should know how to dress by default. You should know how to dress. So I just wonder, I don't know why we are under pressure to just look like the world. We are the standard. Are you all listening to me? We are. Let me use one for instance. One come. Lady dressing me, I don't used to know which one is right, but I think one looks very, very decent. Climb up. Let them see you. I'm not saying your own is not decent, though. I was led to use one. Climb, let them see you. See how she looked like an angel from heaven. Are you seeing? She looks righteous, yet, beautiful, yet decent. There's no man here that will say, if you give me this wife, I will not marry. Is there any man? You have pride if you are here, if you are saying. She looks beautiful, yet what? Decent. That's how it should be. There are many of you, I just don't have time. There are many of you like that here. No, it's true. Why are you people laughing? You are making me look like a liar. Are you listening to me? Decency. And men, I've always been using you people. Just look corporate. Some hairstyle, you must not do it. Some things in your hands, you must not wear it. I tell you the truth. You must not do it. It's not by force. Wizkid will do it the next time it's you that is doing it. Davido will do it the next time it's you. Nicki Minaj has influenced plenty of us. Brandy and the rest of them. When you are the light of the world. Are you listening to me? You are the light. Thank you. So you look like heaven. That's how it's supposed to be. Look decent. All those who are now waking up early in the morning wearing all those things, saying they are going to gym. If any man say I like you, he's to use you and dump you. When they finish with those kind of people, soon they will come and marry. Because they are looking at their home, their children. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? See, this is how men think. And forget men. You know, one lady said, I saw it on Instagram. She said, all these men insulting me that I dress so bad. See, they are seeing my DM. See all of them. She now posted one that was insulting her, messaging her, said, hello, sweetheart. Somebody insult you on comment section and say, hello, sweetheart. You should know his mission. He wanted his wife to see how he has insulted you. Then he goes to the comments, private message and say, hello, sweetheart. He's on assignment. Are you all listening? Be bold. Be bold. Do what is right. We are the light of the world. Are we together? A city said, and let me end with this. As Christian people, there are some things you should not do, like TikTok. Some of you go TikTok and be doing like this. It's not a must. You must not follow trend. You are under pressure. It's not by force. It's not by force. Hallelujah. Don't copy the trends. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Christian. It's not like it's a sin, but you are under pressure to follow trends. Do you understand? Too much following of trend. Hallelujah. Don't be under pressure to post pictures so on Instagram. You are a Christian. Else you start living a fake life. There are some of you now, you are praying that people should not catch you because they don't know who you are. We know who you are. You go Instagram, you have post with Rolls Royce. You have post with, where you see Rolls Royce, they just see Rolls Royce. Nobody, they snap me, shah, 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 shah. I remember when we were traveling with Oche one time to Abuja. He was feeling sick, so he was lying somewhere. So I strolled around carefully. I now saw these two ladies trying to snap before this wonderful SUV. So he said, now who parked this car? I beg, snap me before the owner come. I was just by the side watching. It was not my car. I was watching them under pressure. Snap me, shah, shah. When she snapped, she now went, me to snap me, shah, 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 shah. Now my father car. Don't be under pressure. Are you listening to me? Don't be under pressure. If your friend has married, don't be under pressure to marry too. You are not marrying to prove any point. People that have married know if you make a mistake in marriage, your own are finished. Because the next option is divorce. And I'm not sure anybody wants to be a divorced lady here or a divorced man. And ladies should be more careful because it's worse for you people. A man can come out like a free agent. He never had a child. But a lady will still have one boy. The man can go without a child. A lady will be the one to carry the child. They don't want to leave their children. At that point now, you have been called single mother. God forbid, but for some reason in the situation, and of course God will help you. But now that you are aware, don't put yourself in such a situation. And even if you grow to become a single mother, if you make that mistake, don't now say your own has finished. Because men know how to take advantage of women. One time I was talking with a lady that told a guy, I like you. I said, you have made the greatest mistake of your life. Even if that guy had sense, he would start behaving like Mumu. For you telling him, I like you. No matter how you like a guy, hide them. If you die, die with it. Never tell a guy, I like you. You know, do you know I like you? The way you think don't have sense now, his brain will change upside down. He made this, I like you. You say, you like me? Mop the ground. Never show it. Most guys, except a few of them, most guys don't know how to handle that. Even if you are in a relationship, don't be doing too much this thing, love. As a lady, I always used to tell ladies, I've caught some of my ladies in church. I said, this is your love. It's becoming too much. Reduce it. Don't show too much love. You say, Pastor, leave me. Let me show love. The Bible says a woman should love her husband. The Bible says men love your wife. It is how they love you, you should reciprocate the love. That's what the Bible teaches. If you now go through the wrong algorithm, you will suffer. When you see men going outside to look for women who don't look close to their wife, it's because they have seen their wife finish. I'm not saying you don't be loving me too much. That's not what I mean. Be loving me. Me, I'm a man of God. It's not for me. This one is for the... It's for normal members. For pastors, you love us too much because we don't have time for love. We are serving God. Hallelujah. Let me even stop this preaching here. Bow your heads and pray. I didn't like the way Mama T was receiving this thing. Thank the Lord for His word. Give Him praise and worship Him. Father, we give you praise, we worship you. Thank you for a wonderful time. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com.
Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.